Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, this is number, 334 for May 13, 2024. And hang on, folks, I'm not sure if I'm, let me just check here, testing. Okay, yep, there it goes. Just wanted to make sure that I was coming out over and on radio. All right, where was I? I am, well, no, let's see here. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Horses. And if somehow you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 or 15 seconds for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you're not interested in our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items we like to have from each check-in. If you don't have your own SDF username yet, and I wonder why not, anyway, that's okay. We'll do with the other three. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week's question, well, you can't avoid it. Everybody's been talking about the geomagnetic storm, the coronal mass ejections, and the aurora. So, that's what we're talking about this week. Have you gone out and seen the aurora at night? Has it affected your radio? Maybe if you are into HF, have you seen any changes in propagation as a result of the storm? So, there we go. Now, I'm checking my dashboard here, and every single call sign is a regular, so I don't think I need to explain how we do check-ins. I'll run down the list so you all know I've got you here. KJ6DRH, KD9NDJ, KQ4MII, N4RNW, and VK6BQQ. If somehow there is someone out there listening to me that I did not identify just now, please come forward with your call sign right now. Right. Didn't expect anything. Okay. First on my list then is KJ6DRH.
KJ6DRH in Bakersfield. SDF username is CAPHEIND. And I haven't really had anything to do with the aurora. I don't know that I can see it from here in Bakersfield, although people say they have. I haven't really done anything with radios been affected by it yet. I just hear other folks talking about how their HF stuff is having problems. But right now I'm beating away trying to figure out how to make my Windows 11 laptop talk to my Baofeng programming cable, which it decides to be incapable of doing every time it runs an update. So that's me. That's next.
Okay, well, my condolences about Windows 11. I'm going to avoid that like the plague. I think this is finally when I'm going to ditch Windows and go strictly Unix. All right, next on my list is BK6BQQ. Reg.
KB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ. Well, a very good morning from Australia. Well, we haven't seen too much of the aurora and all the other excitement. But, yeah, interesting stuff. Great to have you aboard, sir. Thank you for being here. VK6BQQ. In and out.
Okay, gotcha, Reg. Good to hear you again. We missed you a couple of minutes there. All right. I went to the wrong end of my list here. Let's see. Really, next on my list should be KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net tonight. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. No, I haven't been out to see the aurora. It's been pretty cloudy here, so our shot's not really very good. Getting out of town would be also smart, so we get away from the light, you know, light pollution. And I also haven't been on HF radio, so I'm not sure about the effects of it. But anyway, it's another phenomenon that I have a theoretical interest in, but I have not really made an effort to go out and look. So anyway, back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NGK.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And for those of you who are not local to us, Ken lives about 15 miles away from me. So we were experiencing pretty much the same conditions here. I went out both Friday night and Saturday night. Actually drove a couple of miles out of town to get away from the city lights. But I think there was some high clouds or some haze. I was not able to see the aurora. Now, about 20 years ago, we had a similar event, and I remember going out then and saw some really nice, I mean, for central Illinois, you guys up in Canada and in Scandinavia and so forth, you know, you guys see really great stuff. But just from where I'm at, to see the rather limited display from 20 years ago, it was a hoot. I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad I have that memory of it, and I really wish I could have gotten a refresher of it this weekend, but that's okay. Maybe another time. Okay, next on my list here is KQ4MII.
AB9FJ and the group, this is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. Located in Northern Virginia, USA. My SDF login is M. Cornick. It's kind of a cloudy and rainy weekend here, so I couldn't see a whole lot of much last couple of nights. And not being really active on HF from this location, I didn't attempt anything to see how propagation might have suffered or improved or not at all. So I guess it was kind of a big nothing for me, but I did have some fun yesterday morning learning how to put connectors on coax properly from one of the hams in our club who was a radio man in the Navy for many, many years, and came home with a couple of jumpers of different configurations that I can use someday, so that's always good to know. One of the things I appreciate about having a local club is that there are a lot of people there who know a lot more than I do, and they're willing to share, so that's what I get out of it. So other than that, been kind of busy going to my daughter's graduate school graduation down in Georgia the last couple of days. That went really well, and really proud of her. See what happens next. She's going to change the world, I think, and I'm not just saying that because I'm her stepdad, but that's all I got for now, so I'll send it back to Matt, KQ4MII.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, you know, putting connectors onto coax is a perennial topic at our club meetings, too, and I'm kind of curious. There's sort of two schools of thought here. There's those who insist that you have to solder the connectors on, especially for the larger coax. And another school of thought that says, no, that's wrong. Crimping is just fine. So I'm just kind of curious, which school did you get training on?
Kind of a combination of both there, Wayne. Crimping the connector and soldering the chip is kind of the preferred method, apparently, from this operator who taught us yesterday. So I learned both ways. I found that soldering the chips is a little bit more reliable for me than trying to crimp them, because the crimp tool I had was a little miscalibrated and was actually shearing off the chips on a couple of plugs. So, but soldering I can handle, so we'll go that way.
Okay, well, because you need a little bit heftier soldering system than your typical printed circuit board soldering. Anyway, all right, well, sounds like a good meeting there, but go ahead. All right, next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. Good morning to you on Reg's side of the world. N4RNW here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Only thing I have to report is, although I didn't see it, I understood that by pictures and reports that the northern lights were visible way down here in Florida the other night. I think it all happened after bedtime, but I see pictures on Facebook that show that it was visible even this far south. So, other than that, waiting for summer to kick in. It's still springtime here, nice and not too sticky. So, everybody have a good night, good week. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Yeah, it's pretty amazing all the way down to Florida. Right. But I guess you were in an area where the clouds or whatever... Maybe hang around for another 20 years and we'll get another chance. So I've given everyone at least one go. If you would like to add something to what you said before, please call now. Okay, well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's been in the news lately. You know, well, here's an odd thing. The ARRL, I guess as an economy move, took away the printed version of QST from the standard ARRL membership, with the option of spending an extra $20 a year to continue receiving the paper version of the magazine. And that took effect in January, I think. So here we are, May, 5 months into the year, and I kind of missed the magazine. So I really have to make up my mind whether I want to pay $20 to continue getting the paper version, or if I want to start reading it on the computer. Now, I kind of like to take the magazine with me and go to like a coffee shop or someplace and sit down and, you know, kind of read it. And I do things like, if it's an article that I want to revisit, maybe it's a construction article, and so I think, I might want to try to do that, actually. So I will fold the page in such a way that it's kind of dog-eared, so that when I come back, I can see exactly where in the magazine the articles are that I want to look at again. But, you know, you can't do that with the online version. And I don't know if they've done anything, you know, implemented features so that you can, like, bookmark articles or something like that. Maybe some of you who are ARRL members and who have been using the digital version of QSD might have some suggestions about that. But it looks like this particular old curmudgeon is either going to have to pay up or change my habits. I'm dreading either one. Anyway, let's see if anyone wants to reply to that.
89NDJ.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I was thinking as you were saying that about the magazine. I think I may have ponied up for it. But anyway, I'm curious to see how many pages it'll be after MFJ ads stop appearing in it. At least half the magazine. Anyway, that was my first response. 89NDJ.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. MFJ subsidized QST to quite a large extent. So now I imagine they won't go completely away, but the level of advertising should probably go down quite a bit. We'll see what happens there. Anyone else?
KQ4MRI.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it seems to be the way of the world recently that the print options are either going away entirely or costing extra. I used to get, you know, the IEEE Spectrum in my mailbox once a month, and now that's digital as well. I've kind of gotten used to it. You know, I'm not quite as old a curmudgeon, but, you know, I the particular app that ARRL is using is a little wonky to me. I'm not a big fan, but I did find on the website where you can log into the magazine app and then download a plain old PDF, which I find a little easier to deal with. So, you know, I guess I just sort of look at it as the way things are going, and, you know, I don't know. I tend to gloss the magazine more than read it cover to cover these days, so I probably won't go for the print subscription. Just, you know, grab the PDF when it comes out and browse through it, see if anything, you know, looks good to me. But that does seem to be kind of the way things are going. KQ4MII.
Alas, I think you are correct. That's the way things are going. What with paper and ink and the labor to print, costs rising, we're going to see this happen more and more. My local newspaper has just recently ended individual carrier delivery to home. They've got a deal with the post office to have the mail carriers deliver our paper now. But that introduces a delay so that the Monday paper doesn't show up in my mailbox until like the middle of Tuesday afternoon. So it has been referred to as yesterday's news tomorrow. And they do have an online version, but I've been resisting that the same way I've been resisting the digital version of QSC. So I really need to probably up my game and go digital on all of them like that. So, and as someone who has worked with computers for decades, I'm pretty picky about using other developers' apps. And so I'm not looking forward to it. Anyway, does anyone else want to add to our little thing here? Okay, it looks like we're running out of steam, so I'll say final call before I close the net. Okay, let's see, where's my script here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0022 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we did not have the KB0X gateway here this week, so, and I don't think we had it last week either, so I think Matthew might have it taking it down for a while. Maybe he's working on it, or maybe he's just tired of it. Anyway, you can join us on SDF in comm in the Anon Radio Room. And I'm going to, after I close on it, I'm going to leave it quiet for a few minutes, and then I think I'm going to put on some music so that the remainder of our hour of Anon Radio won't be silent. I'm not going to identify it yet. It'll come as a surprise. So anyway, I think that's it. This is Net Control Station 89FJ, saying 73, everybody.